You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The latest Great Kereru count shows the native bird might be making a resurgence. Run by WWF New Zealand, the count asks people each year to report sightings of kereru online. This year, more than 13,000 kereru were counted, more than 1,500 on last year. WWF New Zealand CEO Olivia Esterhazy told me earlier that despite record numbers, we don't know for sure yet if this is a population increase.
We can't sort of look at the numbers and go, yes, they're looking more than last year and therefore the kereru are doing better, because it could be observation counts themselves versus the actual kereru. So that's why the Vic Uni needs about 7 to 10 years worth of solid data. So it's brilliant in terms of the observations have increased, and that's what we're looking for predominantly, and also obviously good news that, you know, there's a huge amount of kereru numbers, which is great, but until we get the final, you know, from the scientists themselves saying yes, they're increasing or they're a healthy population or what have you, we won't know for sure.
So, but you are having more people kind of engaging,
yes,
with this count, and,
yes,
and it's a cool initiative, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the exciting thing. So the fact that there are more people engaged means the data is a hell of a lot stronger. You know, it's much stronger data for the scientists to number crunch with. So very, very exciting. And the exciting part as well was the people. For the first time ever, we had Kiwis spotting kereru from like north, far north, like Kataia, all the way like to the deepest of south, even Stewart Island, which has never happened before. Like that sort of a spread was brilliant.
So there may be kind of some indication that the population is at the very least kind of
healthy,
diversifying over the region?
Well, the observations diversified. So, you know, observers actually started to record their observations as far north and as far south, as I mentioned. What we don't know is whether those kereru were there last year, but the observers didn't record, if that makes sense. But so the more accurate we have, so hopefully next year with the count, if we can get people recording in Kaitaia again and, you know, all the way down south, then, you know, we'll get a much better story. The story will start to really come to life.
Yeah, historically we've had kind of concerns as far, I mean, the usual threats and the pests in New Zealand
yes,
to the kereru, and also things like 1080. But, I mean, where do you think the situation currently stands?
So, yeah, so, I mean, the biggest threats obviously are, as you mentioned, the pests, you know, in terms of their nests, et cetera, et cetera. The other one is window strike as well, and as well as that, deforestation. So they're the ones that actually eat the largest fruit of our big native trees. And so, you know, to help them stay healthy, you know, we're asking Kiwis to plant as many native trees as possible, because they're essentially the gardens of the sky. So not only is this project about ensuring the health of their species, it's also there to ensure the health of our native forests, because without the kereru, they don't regenerate.
Yeah. Would you look at rolling this out, this app, out to perhaps other species?
Good question. I'm sure we could look at doing the same sort of count for other species that are not endangered. The reason why we do this count as a citizen count is because the kereru is not considered endangered, so it doesn't have a formal counting system. So if there are any other animals out there, absolutely, why not? You know, share the love. If there's animals that need to be counted or species that need to be counted that are not already formally counted, then I don't see why not at all. It's there to be used and there to be helpful.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.